All right, it started.
Bada boom.
Bada boom. So, what, you want my idea first, or do you want your
your idea first.
Okay. So me and a mutual friend have decided that, and I think this goes kind of to your 2023 prediction that we were doing in 2022 there. So I guess welcome to the prediction app. Welcome to the winter at.
We're predicting out here.
We're predicting. And you were right. You said in the last, I was listening to it today. And you said in the last, prediction app that climbers were going to get into grip sports. So I have a new project. It's called Project Popeye. And the only thing that we're doing this winter is trying to become as Popeye-like as possible.
So this is based on forearm circumference? Is that the measure of success?
There's multiple things. And we're already short kings-ish. And yeah, we essentially just need to, like, the first stage is to grow the forearm as large as it will go. And so we're doing full sets of Popeye type things. That's why I just showed you guys the Alibaba Captains of Crunch there. And I showed you the Farmer Walks skid there. And so now you know why it's Project Popeye, baby. It's
okay. Do you have your starting measurement for your forearms?
We actually thought about this and we have not yet taken it. So I think,
all your gains to now are for naught then.
Yeah.
You don't have a baseline.
Open invitation to any listener wanting to join Project Popeye. It knows no borders. It knows no creed. And so really open to anybody who wants to be a Popeye.
It
like
also
us.
Pairs really well with our sponsor, Athletic
Greens. Come on.
No.
The amount of airtime these guys get for paying $0. All right.
Unbelievable.
So, unbelievable.
Anyways, I was going to ask before that, what's riding on your Popeye bet? Like, is the loser got to get a... an anchor tattoo or something?
First of all, I don't think it's a bet as much as it is just a way to add sort of like, you know, we got V grades and we got boulder grades and we got, you know, root grades and all that stuff.
I like it.
It's just another measure of how successful your wasting of time in the climbing gym is during the winter there.
Yeah.
So
catch me two-handed, like, barbell carrying all the way across your gym this winter.
Well, I was looking at the video
through like an absolute freight train.
The moment you see someone doing like farm and carries in the gym, you know, he found us.
Or she, or they. I was reflecting on the video that you sent.
But yeah, the incident you're alluding to was we were at this popular crag. It's like the grades are like certainly not like pedestrian grades, but they're not so hard that, you know, it deters a lot of like the norm, you know, more normal climbers. And then this one pair rocked up to the crag and they just had the weirdest, like both of them had weird vibes. For one, they were like 20 years difference in age, which is always like, how did you get into this situation? One of them, like the belayer of the like famous incident, really wanted us to know that he was like an old head of the crag, you know, and he had done all these, he had bolted route X and route Y and like has done, you know, this route at the crag like 100 times or more. And it's like, okay. I don't know. It seemed like climbing had like permanently fried his brain in the way that like meth sometimes does for people. Where like,
yeah, like you're addicted, right? Like you're like a glutton for punishment, but it's climbing, right?
Yeah, so. Like this guy, he was like way far gone, like brain permanently addled by climbing. But his partner as well, he showed up to the crag for one thing and like kind of like what looked like a full body, like a kind of suit you would wear if you were going to be trying to hunt for like bears for like a week at a time. Like it was like heavy, like thick plastic, like complete full body suit with like big thick boots, and that's what he wore to the crag, which had like a 3-minute approach.
Okay.
So weird vibes right off the start. He kind of rolls up to one of the like basically warm-up grades of the crag and sets up his like phone on a tripod to film himself, which like, and like one of those like tiny tripods. So it wasn't that big of a deal. If you want to film yourself on a tripod, like it's probably helpful. Sure thing. Go for it. He then like, this is his warm up. He gets to like the second bolt, like of like a 10 bolt climb, and is already looking so bad. Like he is ready to come off the wall. Starts like power grunting, you know, like, oh, and then like comes off. I think like maybe he made it to the third bolt and like lets out like an Adam Andras scream when he like, he's like, oh no, like, ah, I was, you know, like, oh yeah. Like if I had only done that move, but this is like a sustained like enduro warm up at the grade,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, like, to be clear, like not even the worst holds of the climb.
No, there is no crux on this climb. It's just like continue grabbing the same holds for the entire length of the climb.
I would say that at the third bull, you're not even in what I would say is like the hardest continuous section, you know? Like, no. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't really matter.
In any case, he proceeds to like just absolutely turbo dog this thing. Like he was like whipping and whipping and whipping on the third bolt like for like 10 to 20 minutes as we're just watching him. And then eventually he does the most shameful, like he like calls down, so Margo was at the crag and he calls down to her because I think she had like introduced herself to them for like for whatever reason, and so she was the one person that he knew at the crag, and it's like, oh, can you go and like turn my recording off out of shame? And then continues whipping for another like 5 minutes, and then kind of like calls down again, and like he's like, actually, would you mind just filming me again for a few attempts? It's like, dude, like what do you hope to glean from this? Like it was the strangest thing. And then came down, and then like the day continued on. He didn't climb again for like 4 or 5 hours. He just like, that was his rest period. It was like,
wow.
Just like,
it sounds like he destroyed himself on the warm up. So
I think he tried it one more time with exactly similar results.
But he's climbed everything at the crag.
Oh, know? Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Well, is that what he said?
No,
he said
that was his partner. That was his partner. Oh, the belayer. Oh, the belayer was just like, kind of, like he didn't, like, if I was belaying my buddy and he was doing that, man, I would be roasting him so hard. And like, this guy did not crack a smile. He just like sat there, like eyes looking in like two different directions, like looking at two different climbs, probably, like, you know.
That crag was actually one of the worst that I have been to for tripod setups, which is like a lot to say, I think, you know, in terms of, I don't like, know.
In terms of like people, like there was a lot of people with tripods, or just it was not set up for tripods.
There was a lot.
Because I don't think I've ever been to a sport crag and seen tripods.
This
already blows my mind.
This one person set up a tripod that was legitimately and literally at the same time. One guy set up a tripod with literally two phones.
Getting that 3D shot. He saw the Migos little clip. And
no, he had them at different angles so you could get the top, the bottom, and the top. Oh, yeah. I was like, man.
That guy's living in the future.
He was, and they were like the same phone, so like seamless editing, baby. Like I was like, man, am I disappointed or am I just, you know, it's just one of those times where you just got to accept where we are, you know, with phone tech and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
What were we talking about yesterday last time, you know, you ought to have footy if you want to prove stuff if you're a pro. It's just, you know, trickle down economics here.
I don't know. There's a place for the tripod. I think in the gym it would be like kind of an interesting tool if you like actually went back and like analyzed it rather than just like blasting it up onto your Instagram page or your TikTok or whatever.
There are people who don't post it and take it that I've seen. So.
Yeah. I'm not out here trying to disrespect, but yeah, that was egregious.
Anyhow, shall we?
Shall we let her roll?
Shall we let her roll? Play that song.
Shining like the river, man. I smoke mega, man. No problem, send you back to where you came from. With the chain, y'all so Bruce Wayne. If he act mysterious, he beat it with my rage. Shining like the mega, man.
actually thinking, I don't know if I'll put this part in, but I was actually thinking of changing the theme eventually. I don't know if I can at this point.
I like
point.
It. It's so good. Yeah. You can't.
I know. And I was thinking of trying to put, again, I'm not sure if I'll cut this. I was thinking of putting Jingle Bell Rock just sloppily over it to see if anybody noticed that it was like a Christmas song on top of it. And they would. They'd be like, what is this? Trying to like
that
mash
would show
it.
Them, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is Christmas coming up in like February, March?
February, yeah.
Wow, roasted. Boom, roasted.
Editing skills, roasted.
Boom, roasted. Yeah, so I guess I'm Chris.
I'm Magnus.
And I'm Sasha.
And yeah, what do we do here?
This is Climbing is Neither.
The podcast
about
neither,
and wow. This we're doing predictions, we're doing year in review, we're doing predictions in review.
It's the magnificent award show.
It's the clip show
you've all been waiting for.
It's the Dundies.
I was actually so close to just firing off on the pod Instagram page. I was gonna fire off a photo of Leto holding his Oscar. And I was like, it's almost that time of the year.
I love
anyway,
it.
Anyway, yeah, so I don't know, we got some stuff. We said we weren't gonna do news. We still committed?
Yeah, because this is like news of the year, sort of, but our own personal slice of the news.
And also nothing's happened, right?
Yeah, it's been a very quiet 2 months. Sorry to anyone who's actually climbed anything.
And also,
I personally haven't climbed anything, so it's been a quiet 2 months.
And just like Oscar season, a lot of the stuff has been in the latter half of the year here on the award show. So a lot of stuff has been just forgotten.
Strong recency bias.
I do not know
what
happened at the start of the year.
Yeah, I was reading like an article that was like, Schubert just had his best season ever, or his best, oh no, it was it's our boy Drew. It was Drew in February had like the best month ever or something bouldering. And
oh yeah, he did like a V14, a V15, and a V16. I think two of them FAs in four
like a
days
weekend or something. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Stupid.
By the way, that's that's part of the last year, which is, you know, again, recency bias.
He's
you got your shout out here, Drew. Don't expect any awards.
I have nominated him for at least one other.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. So you shall see, Drew.
So, okay. So we're going to start with awards and then do some predictions.
No. You guys were getting on my case. So first things first, the housekeeping. It's that Patreon list.
Yes.
Our lovely, lovely Patreons.
And so let's explain what happens for everybody who's forgot because they weren't here for the last episode. If you pay us a certain amount of dollars, depending on your region in the world.
I believe it's the alpinist level.
The alpinist level.
Just look for the alpinist.
At $1 a month or $10.
Or just $1 a day.
For $1 a month or $10 a year, you get our Discord, which has been frightful lately. So I don't know. Maybe don't join. And then, sorry to all who are going to be wondering who's the bad person online.
You know who you are.
But for 10, I think, you get, and I think 10 or like it with the discount, if you do it yearly, like 90 or something, you do get a shout out.
I thought
and
it was just five.
Is it five?
Yeah. Anyways,
literally these prices are skyrocketing.
It's inflation.
We've also been hit by it.
Potflation,
nothing we can do.
You get to do this thing where you get to change your name every month and get Magnus to now read it out for you. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's Sasha.
I'm just glancing over at your page and there's like one that's like 1,000 characters long.
Yeah, they're also
really, really just took as much as they can.
All right, hit that. And before we start, our top boy always, Yosemite Austin there, found Sasquatch.
Just a legend.
We're gonna do some.
He's back at work now with the strike over. So
that's what I hear.
Making up for lost time.
He wanted us to shout out his local, I think it was like Screen. It was like, what was it? Anyway, I'll check some Sasquatch facts while you start reading the list there.
All right. So to our favorite alpinists, we have Sloppy Top Out. Chipping and gluing holds is now acceptable with our new sponsor, Sika. Tame your local trough pile with Sika on the rack.
Respect.
Respect.
Silence in socks.
Can you imagine if we actually did get the Sika?
That'd be us. You know what? That's a sponsor start tagging I can get behind. Yeah.
I mean, you're like going to be doing some, I mean, not at the Crag there, but you know, the old Magnus mansion there. We're going to need some glue for that place, you know, pretty quick here.
Yeah. The boy's been tearing it up.
Oh, I'm just thinking about, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Silence in socks. Alan Grant's climbing is bofa.
Bofa what?
Bofa D's.
What's bofa? What's bofa?
Grave mayhem.
Oh, shout outs to that Daniel Woods clip that was unearthed the other day.
What a legend.
Oh, what a legend.
I love you, Daniel.
Imaginative name, i.e. Project Big.
Hell yeah. Hell
barefoot yeah. Charles Leclerc. Burden of Memes, Tortellini Triceps, Honey Booger, and Stevenson's Right Hamstring.
Still don't know what that joke is.
No, don't know that one. Ryan's Road to V1 in My Gym, Daniel Krause, One Star Unnamed Banger, MC's Hoop, Please Help, MKOK, Daniel's Wood, okay. Nathan Nguyen, Noah Walker, Kim Jong So Ill, Dirtbag Wannabe, Joey Webb, twin, I believe, of Jimmy Webb. Willard, Daniel C, Sheffield Punter, Daniel Wood's secret second neck tattoo. If you have ever commented on Weeping Whipper Media, anything along the lines of wear a helmet, fuck you. Thanks to our sponsor, the Normal Cast, for sponsoring this episode. Use code sindoesn't.upload for 10% off at checkout. Let Comrade Freck edit.
No, never.
No,
by
it's
the
not
way.
Happening. Liam Gallagher, Piccolo 31, Ed Smith, Josh, Found Sasquatch, and Sebastian Ramirez.
Sebastian's still on. One of our first there. Thank you as well.
Do you think they just forgot and then like every month they go, oh, I should cancel that?
That's actually how like Adobe keeps getting me. Yeah. Fact.
Oldest trick in the book. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got any
Found Sasquatch facts? Yeah, I got so. Apparently, one of his favorites is the Lorax V4, but it needs its tree back. I guess there's a tree move in the Lorax there.
Isn't that what like the book's about?
Sorry.
The Lorax does speak for the trees.
Yeah. He does speak for the trees, but I think, yeah, I don't know. I'm not super sure.
I think that's just a Dr. Seuss reference.
Oh, okay. Maybe. He said he likes Pataquay, but also Power Lines and Ice Pond. So he's very much an East guy there. So shout outs to you. Also, shout outs to 817L Teamsters. So shout outs to you there. So, hopefully everything's kind of finished. Oh, and he does like a cigarello, and he says that Alec Bradley's are pretty good. So that's
shout out to our new sponsor.
Shout out to our new sponsor.
Find our cigarillos at your local mini mart.
I did have a dream where we were all smoking cigars the other day, and then I like woke up and I was like,
"Damn,
we did talk about this." Yeah, so. Cool. So shall we, what's the theme song for the second yearly, what are we calling our award show? The Golden Grigri? That's something, right?
I feel like that's already trademarked.
Oh yeah. The Golden.
What's the new one? The Tommy Caldwell one? The hook or whatever?
The Golden.
The snare? I can't remember.
The Golden Burden Simulator here.
Ooh, there we go.
There we go.
Yeah.
All of the funniest things, most serious things.
I think we should start off with last year's predictions.
Okay.
You know, see how we did.
I only have mine.
I don't have them.
We are really relying on you here, Chris. Okay.
There's a few that you guys that I can maybe start remembering, but it'll probably come to mind. Okay, so here are the ones that I rattled off last year, that some of them are still TBD, some are, you know,
there's a couple days
dead in the water.
Dead in the water there. So first one, burden to be upgraded to V18 and Alphane to be downgraded. So neither of these are neither of these are official within the circles, but the Reddit mafia is out for both. And so
I don't think Reddit's out for Burden of Dreams.
Okay.
No, but Alphane. I think everyone's just waiting for one brave soul to be like,
yeah,
maybe it's not.
I had Seb sending another 15D, which he came close to, I think. Like, not super close. I think he would have done.
I don't know what he was working this year.
Project Big, maybe.
I think he dabbled on a lot. I don't think he really.
All right, for the first one that I was actually right, some random news about Charlie Albert, maybe another wild grade. So perfect with like weeks to go.
Coming in right at the end.
We got a V17 from Charlie Albert in socks. It's a roof crack.
His friends wanted him to call it V18.
Really?
That's, yeah.
Kuder and Nico there?
I don't know. He doesn't say who was trying to convince him.
Or is it the animals of the forest?
maybe that's who it was. But allegedly, he even talks about it in the Climbing Mag article. He was like, I had some people who were trying to convince me to call it V18. But he was like, I decided to go with 17 because I thought that was a safer grade that won't get downgraded.
Sasha's comment last year for this was, he could probably get away with it because eventually he's going to find something that is harder in shoes than it is in feet, and no one else will have trained that for their entire lifetime. So looks too good for feet. Andre, I said Andre creates some other weird climbs in the check. I mean, did got he it
well I guess
kinda
he, make that Myringen? No, not as the Menagerie.
Yeah.
Was that weird though? It just seemed short and dumb.
It's just a link up that ended up in one of my craziest takes.
Cool. I had Bolts getting added to Snake Dyke, which somehow did not happen.
No. You gone out and confirmed? Maybe they're already there.
In fact, I could take the you know.
What is? We'll go after. We'll go after we record this, and we'll just go for a lap.
Yeah, I could at least put at least one back in there. Yeah. This one I did get. I'm giving myself the crown there. Sharma does an FA with Momoa in some vacation location. Just came through with that Black Pearl, baby.
Momoa's not there though.
You don't know that just because he's not in the video, and you don't know yet. Maybe Real Rock 18 will reveal this,
dude. Momoa's too busy Aquaman or whatever.
Yeah,
bad prediction.
He's been filming all Aquaman. Right,
I'm putting
this year.
That one on the 2024 predictions. Momoa's in that friggin' movie. Like, he's in Real Rock.
To what extent? Okay, yeah. To what extent does Momoa have to be there for your prediction to be right?
When Momoa shows up, I will give that one.
I will too. I don't think he'll be there.
Okay, cool.
He's busy schmoozing.
I'll go double or nothing on bubble tea here. All right. Can't wait to be right on that one. I got Yanya does 15C. Tough one. But she broke her toe right in February. So
yeah, that put a damper on the season.
Pro climber comes out in favor of chipping.
I don't think we had that.
And that was...
They're just cowards.
Cowards, come on.
Insert Alex Jones coward sounds here.
The frogs. Climbing Mag becomes a tabloid. I don't know if that's a real
It essentially
prediction.
Is.
Yeah. There's been a lot of opinion pieces.
I got into an argument with
the admin?
Like the admin on Instagram a few times.
Who do you think the admin is? Do you think it's what's her face? Delaney?
No, there's no way. I wonder who's the guy who interviewed us?
Who interviewed us?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Noah?
Potter?
No.
It was
like
I remember, yeah.
Like what's
Oh, he's off of the Mags though right now.
He's still doing stuff with them.
Okay.
He wrote that Reddit one, or the one where it talked about. I think it talked about the grade for Charles. It consulted Reddit.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that was written by him.
And then the last one, I think it's hard to say. These ones are so nebulous that now I feel like I don't really have a goalpost, but you can just say that you got it. A new climbing supplement is a pre-workout, but also has fish oil. So not exactly. However, I think the Fizzy Vantage Mafia grows stronger every day as we march forward into time there. So
speaking of...
Sorry?
I was just going to announce a new sponsor.
No, wrong.
The oldest joke that Magnus knows.
I don't think it gets old.
Otherwise, what was some other stuff? I think we predicted some...
I think we said all V17s get repeated.
You did say that.
Did not happen.
Nope. Missed a few.
I mean, but the amount, if you were to take how many people repeated a V17 and divide it by known V17s, then you're correct, technically.
Well, if you take away Alphane out of the pool, then no.
All right. What, do you remember any of yours, Sasha, there?
Nope.
Did we predict female V16? I don't know.
I think we predicted some big grades for women.
I don't know.
We had Yanya 15C, but...
Yeah.
I don't think we had an actual prediction for women in bouldering, so...
Well, they're not there anyways.
Anyway.
It would have been
dang
wrong.
Dang it, Brooke.
Well, at the break, what we'll do is we'll just quickly speed run our last episode there, and then we'll just double check there. But anyway, so that's the ones that I remember, so that's like a nice little warm-up. So shall we do awards first or predictions for 2024 first?
Let's do awards.
Oh,
it's the awards ceremony.
This is the meat. You got to stick around to the end if you want our predictions for 2024. What year are we in?
Yeah, it's 2024. 2024.
Or just, you know, skip into the pod because there's a bar there.
Don't do that. You'll miss all the good stuff.
Yeah, you're right. All right. So start us off. Pick our... Well, what will be our penultimate? Is it send of the year? The ultimate category there? What's our best movie or whatever? Is it send of the year?
Yeah, I think that's like your best actor, best picture kind of thing.
Next picture, yeah, okay.
I don't know. Why don't we go around in a circle and kind of
nominate
awards, and then we can all discuss what we put down for them.
Yeah, well, we'll have the Academy has, you know, chosen and sort of their highlight reel. Okay, so let's start it here, Sasha. Let's see.
All right. I think first off, I'd like to start us with Most Cringe Award.
That's what I would like to start off with as well, because
it's a strong start.
It is sort of the, you know, sort of like the best editing, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't know, it's like,
are we gonna have to bleep some names here or
absolutely not? you're getting the uncut, baby. Let's go. It used to be like climbers used to care a lot about not being seen as uncool. It seems like that's not the case anymore, so we're here to put you on blast if you decide to forego those ancient principles.
All right. Winning maybe his 10th cringe of the year, perhaps, would be, first of all, I'm nominating, the Academy recognizes Jared Leto on the Empire State Building.
I need to find someone new. You just stole my nomination.
Something that was reported on by Climbing Magazine, of all things. And Climbing Magazine called it cringe. Holy cow, is that a triple thumbs up for cringe. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let Sasha do the next nomination while I scramble to find a new one.
I've got a second one as well. Do you want to steal mine?
No, I have a couple next ideas here. I need to see who Sasha goes for.
Okay.
I have a screenshot here, and this is from today, so you may have seen it, but it is...
You're sending it to the chat.
I can send it to the chat. It is nothing less than a notable climbing person of interest sharing their current popcorn endorsement.
Whoa.
Okay.
Popcorn endorsement.
Popcorn endorsement.
Is it a good one? Is it kernels?
It's some random ass. I don't even know. Couldn't care less. Not going to give it airtime. This is only the latest, though, in a string of, I would say, cringe moments, various faux pas. Someone who used to be quite high standing, who I'm officially ejecting. No longer cool. Do not care. I never want to see them again. Jimmy Chin. Get the fuck out of here, Jimmy Chin. And this is a tie on from Leto. Leto would not be a thing if Jimmy didn't keep giving him airtime and taking pictures of him. Stop hanging around with that.
Okay, we're going to have to bleep that.
We're not bleeping that.
We're not bleeping that. I'm bleeping that.
You think Jared Leto listens to this podcast? Come at me, bro.
We're getting a, I'm getting a call right now. Lawyers are on the line telling us to retract our statements.
It's just a really loud 30 seconds to Mars song.
That is, wow. I think you might have found it.
Yeah, I mean, the Academy is recognizing Jimmy Chin as well for his year in achievements.
Not only did he feel the need to spray about his popcorn sponsorship, he also sort of like subtly sprayed at his like home theater setup in his like freaking mansion that, you know, Mary built or whatever. I don't know.
Free solo.
The man without. How many popcorn sponsorships do you think you need to build a home theater in your house?
It's just one of those ones where you think like, did you really need this one? Was that the, is this the one that you're, is this the legacy that you're leaving us?
Dude.
This popcorn's friggin', like, at least with like training supplements that we're not sponsored by, I can see like people wanting to get better at stuff, you know, but like a popcorn sponsorship is just, how much reach do you have in the world, my guy? How many movies have you made? Kind of, oh man, good one. Incredibly good one. I've got another one, but unless you have one right off the docket here.
I'll go with mine.
It's that guy that has 60 followers on Instagram or whatever. It's your new nemesis. Just kidding.
I always find a new one. No, putting harm to the good name that we share. Magnus Mipo.
Especially with these are so
all of his latest videos, just like going to the gym dressed up as himself for a Halloween party, or I dressed up as like a newbie, and I just like, I hope they don't recognize me. And it's just,
we had such a good one when he he climbed with Honnold, and then the next one was him getting in trouble with his wife,
just doing like a reaction video with his like girlfriend about like the free solo.
It was those two, like, I was like, oh, we're finally cresting it, boys, like we got it, we like, we're almost, no just back to the, wow, incredible.
Yeah, I'm looking through the top most recent videos. Snuck into a party disguised as myself.
You just, how is that even possible? You can't disguise yourself as yourself.
I skimmed through it.
Before that, there was two videos in a row,
the morbid curiosity,
one of which was, what happens when a pro climber attends a beginner course, question mark, and then the one before that was, pro climber pretends to be beginner at climbing gym.
It just kind of makes me feel bad, you know, to see these people just get like relentless. It's like, it's kind of funny for the first second when people are like realizing what's happening. Anyway, what are you laughing at? Like,
okay, this one's maybe my favorite. I can't believe this. I think you need to see the thumbnail on this. I'm going to try and get a screenshot of it.
Okay.
It's the title of the video is Teaching Normal Girl How to Climb.
No.
And the thumbnail's like a big, like, big block letters saying normal girl, and it's like pointing at his girlfriend.
No.
Oh,
they have to use the, like, the SEO, like, it's just because some dummy is like every 1 second typing in normal climber into YouTube, and they just need to get those search results perfect.
Well, it's like, did you ever see those? I think it was, somehow I'm bringing this back to basketball.
God. Of course, but he's friggin' shortlisted.
You know those Kyrie Irving, like the Uncle Drew? That was like the original ones.
But it was so good.
And that was really, really well done. And I think everyone was like, whoa, look at this. But like, I don't know. Just like, I feel like I've seen one for soccer. I've seen one for football. I've seen one for it. Like, they're all doing it now. And like, yeah. They're just not funny anymore. And they're just not good anymore.
The Uncle Drew one is also funny because he immediately went with the funniest possible thing, which is saying Youngblood to all of the like guys who are acting so tough on the court,
yeah,
and then just bouncing a basketball off their heads and stuff, which is just hilarious. Whereas like
bogus.
And like, I don't know, I just, and the fact that it's a Coke advertisement at the heart of it is just pure enjoyment to me. It's like, look, this is what you could do with, you know, good sponsorships. You know, you wouldn't actually have to do. Anyway, I think we're in the same, I don't know. We're in the same wavelength there. Anything else to say on Mr. Mitbo there? All right, I got two more.
Multiple nominations. Yeah, didn't even know this was an option here.
There we go.
We got the Sharma TV show The Climb, which was this year, believe it or not.
It was.
It resolved the question that no one asked, which was, who is the best climber out of these 13 random ass people that we, and it made me laugh, it made me cry, but ultimately the
should we audition for the next one?
No.
They don't pay you. As far as I can tell, they pay you like a very meager, you know, set salary type stuff.
It's like the promise of maybe becoming an influencer, I think, is the reward.
How much we could boost the pod.
Might have seen one of them. Might have seen one of them recently. Were you there the day that we
were? Yeah, we saw it. And they were like, kind of like thinking they were hot shit at the Craig.
Someone had to
tell me that that was how they were like well known.
There you go. And then the final cringe of the year, I don't think this is going to win, but it's just the idea of Instagram climbing. It's just getting too cringe for me. And I think it's materialized by every day you have a new nemesis here, Magnus. I don't know.
Yep. Every
what's
day.
What's the barn door counter up to?
I like that you guys liked my joke about the no fall counter, just a spinning roulette wheel.
Yeah,
just like
yeah.
All right, and we're opening up the.
I've actually one last nomination now that multiples. Okay. Will Bosey for his Burden of Dream simulation.
The simulator series. Wow. Okay.
It. I just.
You really that really got your goat.
It really struck like a nerve with me.
And not the Schubert one, not the you're talking about simulator series, not the live streaming portion of it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, shall we confer here, hosts, for 1 second?
And then insert deliberation music here.
All right, Sasha, it seems like the Academy has ruled here. Do you want to open the envelope?
Opening the envelope. I've got my ceremonial letter cutters.
And then we have all six people or seven people on the screen
It's a satin red envelope. Everyone's anxiously sitting in their seats, staring up
quivering,
the screen.
Hoping it's not them.
Jared Leto licking his lips, you know, in that creepy way that he does. The award goes to Jimmy Chin.
And it wasn't even close.
No. Unanimous decision. Wow, what a cringe performance this year.
Truly.
Is it buildings? Is it editing ropes out of rock? Is it finding any way into the Hollywood elite? I don't know, Jimmy. I'm so sorry, but...
Yeah.
All right.
Do better.
Yeah. With that, I mean, our next category is obviously the based of the year here. So
what a tasty treat, a category.
This is all the healing that you have to do once you realize all the evil in the world there.
We don't want to let you go too far down a dark path. You know, there's still glimmers of hope.
All right. And so the nominees are Sean Bailey's Olympic Post, a rare gaze into how hard it is to be at that comp level of climbing, obviously hurt him and let himself hang out, you know, on social media, which is usually so fake. I had to say that was my base moment of the year there. So what do you guys think? Pretty good. Pretty okay.
Yeah. Respect to Sean. I like the post. Good to see some honest thoughts coming through, and especially from one of the top level guys.
he was lauded early on as having some of the best season ever. You know, he did that.
The weight of expectations.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. Really nice to see.
And I feel like more than anybody, he's sort of in that, like, do I stay true to my personality, which is like funny. It's not quite like funny weed guy, but it's like, it's like,
I mean,
kind of, it's a funny weed guy adjacent. Or it's like, do I, like, you know, become a fucking Magnus Mitbo here?
I mean, he did change his name from Steezy Bailey to Sean.Bailey on Instagram. So he did.
I know that's where, yeah, like, you
it's,
know,
it's a bit sad.
You kind of feel it's sad to see that pressure.
Yeah.
And it's for the opportunities that are presenting themselves, and just like, I don't know, it must be hard, you know. It must be, and I think it's doubly hard to like go out and just, you know, put it all on text posts and see what's up there. I don't know. All right, based of the year here.
Well, I didn't know this was the category, so I just had to come up with one very quickly off the top of my head.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
But I really enjoy the series of posts that Michaela Kirsch has had lately.
Wow.
Where she posts...
Feminist enjoyer. Yeah. Hell yeah, love it, yeah.
And she just posts like an awesome photo of her crushing at some other new 514, 515, who knows, she's just killing it. But then she adds in the next slide just a little snippet of like some of the comments she gets, and some of them are like, oh, like women are like they don't look good when they're muscular. And she's like, I don't give a shit what you think. But I'm going to put your comment out here so you get blasted. I'm not even going to like bleep your name. We're just going to blast you. And
friggin' blast. Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice. It's been good.
Excellent nomination.
That is an excellent nomination. I want to echo that. That's really good. And they both sort of live in social media, which is a space which is so toxic normally that, you know, to see something rise above is almost, you know, like that clarity mind.
To me, it's not even like seeing something and rising above, though. She's seeing it and make no, like, fuck this person. I'm going to put you on blast. And I'm going to show you why. And yeah. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, good stuff here from the jury here.
Yeah.
Any base of the year here, Sasha?
The name that I have written down is somebody who I just think their whole mentality of like their approach to climbing, everything about it, I just love. It's our friend. He's already been mentioned. It's Charles Albert.
Oh, I thought you were going to give it to Teach. Damn. But yeah, Charlie Albert coming in with some.
It's
with
just
some
like he just does
fire.
His own thing. Like, he doesn't care what people think. He posts when he feels like it, which is sometimes once every 4 years. And then he just drops this like insano roof crack thing, you know.
Yep.
I don't know. And he's like, you know, I imagine it's like, hey, he threw out a V17 and it kind of got downgraded. It's like, it'd be easy to be like, oh, this one is only V14, you know, like. Fuck you all. come try, bitch. But like, he's like, no, this one's like probably, you know, probably legit. It's probably even harder than V17. Come try it. Come see.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I guess I'll extend the nomination to our buddy Teachen there as well. Mm. Also doing some stuff, you know. You might not win this year, man, but you know, if you keep grinding, you know, who knows?
Keep on that grind, yeah.
That based grind.
The comeback to sending the fly footy was so good.
Yeah, that was.
That was this year.
Yeah.
That was this year, and the Romney trip with Nina was this year, and just, you know.
Yeah.
As soon as that Patreon drops and we get some extremely spicy takes, maybe a shoe-in.
Yeah, we're here for it.
Maybe a shoe-in. Shall we go into the deliberate?
For honorable mention, because Charles Albert reminded me of this, Nicky Syria. He's one of those guys who's just out there. He's kind of like the spiritual guru of bouldering right now.
He does have a lot of shout outs.
He has a strong sensei energy.
Yeah.
And he was just in the Himalayas checking out,
Zangirls. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. He seems like he kind of has his shit together.
Extremely based.
Yeah.
Super based. All right. Shall we go into the deliberation room here?
All right. Closing the door.
First First off, fuck Elon Musk, $8 too much, bitch, that's expensive. Put a hose in the back and a crack in the slack, my teeth into leaking, I meant it. I don't really check, cause I got no respect, and these niggas might know me like a dentist. City all about these kids, so we hear some shit and they get offended. This ain't what you want, no, this ain't what you want. Fuck y'all niggas, I feel like Papa John. Left straight to the bank, I'm Tony Khan. And they hate what I say, cause I ain't wrong. What kind of rapper is this? Economy rap niggas, bitch, you know it. I'm gonna take my bitch, that pussy get feeling like this, she know it. You think it's me texting with kids, it doesn't get stranger than this, that's whole shit.
Well, do you want to open the...
No, this one's all yours.
Okay, well, let's go and grab the envelope here. Gonna take that really long,
ceremonial scissors.
Ceremonial. Yeah. No, it's one of those pen knives there. Yeah. I'm just putting in it. Oh, wow. Incredible. First go, the just entire like
ooh.
The entire spine of that envelope just peels apart. Yeah. Incredible.
Oh, and you sliced your arm off by accident.
Well, I didn't really need that anyway, so... It's Miss Michaela Kirsch there. Well done. Keeping it based. I don't know. I think we didn't talk too much about her whole philosophy as well. Seems to be keeping it really real, and it's refreshing in a time where, you know, you can easily just slide into the use my code for a 10% discount age of the world here. You know, I haven't seen her.
Yeah. I like that she's sort of like not, I don't know. She's kind of chosen her own path, you know. It's like doing the doctor thing, not like just like how can I squeeze every possible dime out of climbing. I don't know, it's cool. I like all Michaela.
Which category should we go into, you guys?
Let's go into scandal of the year. And I'll put in my nomination first. It's Loic Zahani.
What happened here?
I think it was Arbituru, that route in Spain. Do you remember? It was like a 9B. He did like the first repeat, but the footage came out and it looked like the rope was tight the entire time.
This is such a deep cut, but I love it for you.
It felt like the entire Spanish community had like a meltdown over this video, and like, I love it. The videos that were coming out with people like rope wrangling him.
the tug of war dance where it's like,
And it's all like Spanish memes and stuff. Yeah. Oh, incredible content. The 8A, I think the 8A thread is just brutal in there. Like, it's a war zone and, as usual.
It was one of the, like, the Pooh brothers. Was it Iker Pooh or the other?
I think it was Iker that did the FA.
Yeah. And he was like, initially he was like, it's so glad that this saw a second ascent. And then he saw the video and he was like, this route has not seen a second ascent.
Oh, putting down.
Just amazing. I loved every moment of it.
That's a pretty good, pretty good scandal. Yeah. I have some really boring ones, I guess. You got a scandal for us here?
I'm going to go with the Brooke Rabatou downgrade scandal.
I mean, we do have a downgrade of the year.
Does
category.
She hate all women or just certain women? You be the judge, dear reader. I'm throwing this out there because we're sort of laughing. Like, I didn't think it was a scandal, but if you were to read Instagram comments, you would think
there
was
so many comments on Brooke's post where like, this is like an affront to feminism. This is an affront to Katie. Like, why do you hate women? And like, I just think the timing was
extremely unlucky. But
yeah,
you do get.
If she had sent it like before Katie, and then just went and called it V15,
yeah,
like this,
no one would have batted an eye.
I think it's almost a flex for feminism. If I'm being real, none of the men were able to call it V15. They all took that soft grade, you know. So, you know, for her and her brother to just rock up there and them
back
to confer,
back family sense, which is sick,
very cool.
Yeah.
I like that. That was good. That was a good, I do like that, Rock Talk came out of retirement there for a quick meme with, what was it? Not Penn and Teller, but the other two guys there, Key and Peele, meme there.
Your knowledge of memes runs deep, my friend. I've already forgotten that one.
Oh, it's Key and Peele. And it's like, it came out like one day before the news hit, obviously, just to do the flex of the, like, I live in Boulder. Yeah. And it was it was like they titled the characters that are like, you know, Key and Peele, the it was like B-Rab, and I was like, who the hell's B-Rab, you know? And then I was like, oh, that's who B-Rab. Then I went
Jay
back.
Jay Quellen?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So.
A Ron.
I got, again, I got two, but they're not very interesting, but I feel like they were the ones to talk about. We had the IFSC breaking its teeth on almost every possible medical thing that they could, and the top one being eating disorder stuff, which I don't know, hard to talk about it, but lots of controversy there. A lot of people, even Migos, our buddy, made a video with his doctor friend and trainer.
Shout outs to Alana Yep for being the one who like really
hot mic'd it there. Yeah. And then the other one was recently, I don't know if you guys read it, but there was that weird Middle Eastern comp that was a sanctioned IFSC event in that like built city in the Middle East somewhere. It was very strange, and I think they wanted to develop that controversy a little bit, but those are the two that I think of immediately.
Didn't even see that one.
I remember seeing the headline and being like, just do not care. Like, didn't click, didn't look.
Nice.
Whatever.
Okay. Well,
I have one more. This is maybe a personal controversy.
Okay.
Localized to certain podcast hosts.
Okay.
The Alpine Rock.
The very existence of Terra Nova as a climb. Controversial or no?
No, that's not controversial at all.
I wanted to throw this on the list because it has absolutely put Magnus into a frenzy on every aspect, right? The shittiness of the like the line.
It's so bad.
The fact that it could be the first female V16 if it goes. The fact that it could even get upgraded to V17.
By if Bosie we're to believe himself.
Will Bosie and Darth Grader, then, and the fact that this has catapulted Jane Climbs into being one of the like
leading women,
5 to 6 boulders. Women who have climbed V15 now.
This has caused you to become almost as much of a goblin as the how much of the population could climb what grade debate.
Just completely feral.
But yeah, this one has been, I think, your longest gripe. Like right now, I don't know if there's any like one issue that you wouldn't just put
out. No, because every single time he goes back to it, it just like it flares up again and I get upset. Quit leaving Excalibur and going to Terra Nova. Just stop it.
Bosie. You're
absolutely murdering me.
All right, shall we confer on the... And we're back. I don't know. It's really up to anybody here. Magnus, why don't you open the envelope here?
I don't know which one we went with.
All right, Sasha, let's open
it. We didn't really decide. Let's open the envelope here, and it is Loic Zahani. Congrats. It's always funny to give a youngster some airtime here, you know.
It's
welcome to the award show, kid.
You gotta love someone who could just melt an entire country's climbing community into a frenzy.
There's nothing quite so funny as an aggravated Spaniard, too, you know. Like, they're a passionate people.
Especially because, like, he's a Frenchman, so he's probably doing this just to...
Loic?
Yes.
All right. Well, I think, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of one of those indie flicks, you know, that kind of a Juno.
You'll have to look
time.
This one up on Pirate Bay after the awards.
I had to look this one up because he doesn't have it in his Instagram anymore.
Hell yeah.
But I believe Boulder Police.
Oh, nice.
That is the account. It's there.
And I believe 8a.nu. probably has a comment section. I think it did last time I looked, and
you'll find the videos though, which are hilarious, and then you'll find some comments, and it's good. If you haven't heard of this one, go take a little look, give yourself a little treat.
All right, I got a full category here that we can talk about for downgrade of the year. So I mean, some of them are just...
Oh, okay. I actually just thought of one.
Nice. Well, I thought we were doing it. You tossed it into the chat there. Yeah. So, here are the four that have come to my nomination pile. And I would like to first preface that a downgrade, you know, what is a downgrade? Is it when one person calls it a lower grade? Is it when the community agrees? We can't agree on anything, so how could that be possible? Is it when the Reddit community agrees?
Surely not.
We can't give them too much power.
All right. And in the running this year, we have Box Therapy once again coming up for one of the most vicious downgrades of the year, all localized in Boulder, Colorado. We have Alphane, the imminent downgrade. That is Alphane coming
the
in.
Downgrade to B.
The downgrade, yeah.
The downgrade to B.
No. That one.
Okay, well, it's still making an indie premiere here on the scene. We got Sleepwalker coming in hot with a double downgrade to V14.
Was it V15?
Okay, yeah. V15.
Soft 15, maybe.
Yeah.
And finally, the Seb downgrade to really hurt feminism, the Ryu downgrade of Ryu and Picas de la Europa. It's not 14. I'm sorry, ladies.
Well, didn't he say call it 14?
It's 14B to 14A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Still a big hurt there when you know.
I forgot about that one.
I believe Xander also had the dunks on deck from 14 to 8.
Was that this year?
I think that was, or maybe, I think he called it maybe a 9. I think he's backtracked that and called it 11, but...
Wow, that's a big one.
He flashed it with wildly different beta, but also very logical beta. But if you screw up the beta, you go for a ride.
Fair enough.
So, but, you know, I just thought that one was funny.
That's pretty funny.
It was also just Xander. You know,
yeah,
that's like almost like you got to wonder if he believed it in his heart of hearts when he did that downgrade. You know, like, was it really, you really think V8 was
just
okay?
Being an ultimate troll here,
Shall we confer? Unless you have one, Sasha, there.
No, there was one that I wanted to put in, but it was in previous calendar year, so it doesn't count.
Too bad. Is that sort of getting into the legacy award this year? Maybe you can reveal it.
We'll put it in for notable consideration. I really wanted to nominate Flex Luthor.
Nice. The whole range of grades has gone
upgrade
through.
And then a re-downgrade is just so juicy. But
it got further downgraded.
Further,
yeah. I can't remember his name right now.
Gave it 14D or whatever.
Yeah, there's a guy who gave it 14D.
Not Seagrass.
Wasn't it original? Oh,
no, it was Tommy. Didn't give it a grade. People called it 15A. Then Maddie climbed it, gave it 15B. Carlo climbed it, said 15B. Seagrass came and climbed it. Was like, guys, no, it's 15A. And then there was someone very recently who climbed it. And
didn't Colin Duffy do it or something weird?
No, not Duffy.
Not Connor.
He's a rifle local.
Let's look it up.
And there's also someone else who recently did it, and I think they called it 15A.
Good old Dan Mirsky, of course.
Dan Mirsky is the one I'm thinking of.
Maybe it does count as a 2023 downgrade then.
So he said, with knee barring and just good knee barring technique, he felt it was probably 14D.
Wow, that is a brutal one.
He also didn't do the Matty Hong beta. He found better beta.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah. So... I don't know.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Right. You found
still
one.
Counts.
It's been downgraded.
Shall we confer once again there? And they're handing him the envelope. Sasha, you've got the envelope in your hand.
So soft. The so red velvet
soft.
There.
Wow.
Oh, my. It's Box Therapy. Well done, Brooke Rabatou.
And Sean,
I guess.
Accessory to the crime.
Yeah, he was sort of in the background.
He was probably
aiding and abetting.
It wouldn't
just
have
whispering in his sister's ear.
Yeah, the judges were impressed by your honesty in the face of adversity, and your absolute ruthlessness
to all females.
Not even considering that this could be you know, a milestone that we want to celebrate for one more minute, like just announcing it. Like it could have just stayed in the ether. Like, what was it? The Megatron rig for like, you know, a million years, or the Alphane rig for a million years. Like those both stayed in the ether for,
yeah, not this time,
but I guess kudos to peeling off the Band-Aid as quick as you can there. What other categories do you guys have? Cause we have to do our send of the year. And we got to do our up and coming of the year for sure there.
Yeah, let's do that one. Yeah. Let's go up and coming / rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year. Okay.
Okay. But there's some more categories before top of the year there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
There's okay. lots. Okay. There's lots.
Don't you worry. We've got Mr. Chris.
Many.
We've rookie got quite the show for you tonight.
Rookie of the year. I don't quite know if I would call him a rookie this year, but definitely really came onto the scene for me. Connor Herzen.
Hard to argue with that one.
He had quite the year. Yeah. But when it's been like 5 years since you were like the youngest person to climb the nose free, and like, how many people have actually climbed it free? Like 9 or something? Like,
I think it's double digits now. Those two Brits just did it.
Yeah, but that was after. Like when he did it, he was like true. Among yeah. the single digit people to have done
that,
it.
And
he was like,
that is true.
10 years old or whatever.
I feel like he really just emerged onto the scene this year, though. Very proudly and just wearing furry suits, you know, doesn't matter. Kids just
I see it has clouded yeah. your mind.
Yeah.
that's great. Yeah, no, I
Gen Z has arrived.
I have him in on my list as well. How about you, Sasha? You got some?
My pick is maybe a little bit we'll see if you agree, because we were chatting before the episode here, and this particular send got some hate from one host, but my rookie of the year, Jesse Grupper.
I have him as first. I think it's Boom. Great.
His Olympic ticket. Okay, did you hear? Had you heard his name before this year?
Yeah, I mispronounced it at the beginning of the year.
he got gold at a World Cup last year. He's been on my radar. Yeah.
Jesse the Grip, dude. I think.
I mean, he got gold at the World Cup, but he qualified for the Olympics this year, right?
Yeah.
Over like.
I'm just saying, if you're looking for a rookie of the year, especially coming from the comp scene, look at Serratu.
In addition to that, first flash of notable Choss pile and confirmed 14C, pure imagination.
Didn't Andra onsite it?
Yeah, but that's an onside. No one cares what those Euros do. He probably did. I don't know.
Rookie of the year.
I'm pretty sure that's why he downgraded it.
Rookie of the year implies that next year is going to be even better, and I have to give it to you. I think the Gripper is here to stay.
Okay,
the Gripper. I like that too. How can you argue with a nickname like that?
I've got some pretty wild ones here. I gotta like. I know this isn't like, this is a long time coming for a rookie of the year award, but I think I haven't seen Katie Lamb in this kind of shape until this year kind of thing. Say what you want about the big down here.
I would not call Katie a rookie.
She is
definitely not coming onto the scene.
She's not coming
onto
the scene.
She's been on the scene for a while.
But this year, I think that she put it down.
It was a breakout year.
Yeah.
She was doing V14 like it was breakfast cereal, it felt, you know, like yeah. I think it's pretty good. I don't know if it's a rookie, too many
features on the Mellow Channel.
Yeah.
You know,
I think the first time I was like, whoa, Katie Lamb, big deal.
Spectre?
When she did New Baseline.
Yeah.
And that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Sort of. Sorry, Katie. We might have.
You've been too good for too long.
And then my last
step out of the rookie spotlight and let some others take it.
And then I just got to give some props to Kai Whaley, who he's the sleepwalker downgrader, I think. There,
no,
so.
Xander was the
Xander.
Downgrader.
Sorry, but Kai immediately
just,
did it.
17-year-old kid having fun, looks like.
And yeah, just did sleepwalker. I think the beginning of the year he was doing Wet Dream. End of the year he does sleepwalker and metal arc lemon stand, which is pretty powerful. So, yeah. But I don't know.
I don't know. I think
big field here.
I still want to put Serato and Raku into this list because if we're looking at the comps, I think he did way better than Grupper. And
he is,
you know, he just
definitely
kinda,
up there. But I don't know. I just like the cross discipline.
Okay, he's
yeah. Six,
what he's has 16, he ever done on the grit?
He's 16 years old, and he won both lead and Boulder overall champ. I don't know. I don't know if anyone can compete with that.
Serato, yeah.
I think we're getting heated in the studio here, trying to figure out rookie.
All right. After heavy deliberation, I think the jury after 4 days in the jury hole, as they call it,
it's a bit of a hung jury. It's not. I don't know if we have a unanimous consensus here.
We have to give an award to somebody in this category.
Anyways, of course it is. We are going to
peel
slowly,
it.
Slowly peel away this.
I'm going to very minutely open up this. Yeah.
Seductively peel it open.
ASMR opening. All right.
So this one's going to Serato and Raku.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
Whatever the Americans can do,
good one, sport.
The Japanese
can do better. Wow. I mean, some last minute deliberating.
We'll have to see in Paris, though. You know, Grupper can prove me wrong.
Lighting a fire under Grupper here. We have to give it to him next year if he wins that Paris.
He won't be a rookie. If he's already been nominated for rookie, you know, like sophomore maybe. Who's going for the sophomore slump?
That's right. All right, I got it. There's a few. There's punt of the year. Up and coming of the year, underperformer of the year.
That was up and coming.
Sorry. Underperformer, spray lord of the year, and punt of the year are the three that I have left on the.
All right. Well, key them up here. What do you want to do first?
We also don't forget about Dark Horse.
Dark Horse.
You always forget about Dark Horse of the year.
I don't even have it written.
That's how obscure it is.
How dark of a horse you have.
I don't think I have.
Right, we'll give you some time to think on that one.
Sure.
Should we go to a punter or punt of the year?
Sure. Yeah. Let's do that.
I'm going to nominate there's not a single punt in mind. There's multiple punts. It's the punter, Drew Ruana.
Oh, doing him so dirty.
No.
He puts them down, but not before a good proper punt or five.
Yeah, I think we're a little bit on the inside track with that one. So we hear a lot in the background there, but man, wow. Very strong.
Saw like the Megatron punt.
Incredible punt even. It was like this year?
I think that was last year. We all know the punting that this kid's capable of.
Wow. Well, all right. Done.
Good choice. Allow me to set the scene for this punt.
Oh, wow.
Your entire year, except for this climb, is a blank page. You've done nothing else of that we know of. You're very well documented in trying this climb. There are specific training tools for helping with this climb.
Oh, no.
And when you get to the last move of this climb, you come blasting back down to earth and leave empty-handed. We're, of course, talking about Sean Rabatoux on Burden of Dreams.
Okay, I'm in defense of Sean. He, at least as far as we know, hasn't been training on the replicas.
Replicas, we are an unknown. What about morally dubious tarp strategies?
This is true.
What about setting a boulder problem at cats and it's the same and it will never get changed because that wall has never been cleaned.
That is a good one.
That's a good one.
Dropping the last move burden is,
it's like, it's a hard move, so it's hard to call it a punt, but you know, come on, dude.
I think this category is very difficult to determine what you believe is good in a punt, you know? It's like a sandwich. Like some people are bread people. Some people are overall mouthfeel people.
What about Brooke Rabatou just punting at all the qualifiers this year?
That is a, yeah, the Lifetime Achievement Punter Award there. I don't know.
I think she came fourth at the qualifiers, the World Cup, and or the World Championships, whatever. And then I think she was second, just behind Natalia, at the Continentals.
But she locked it up finally for...
No, she's not in.
She's not?
Not yet.
Yeah, it's Natalia and...
There's only one female for...
the U.S.?
Yeah.
The Americas are.
Yeah.
They got to go through the grueling normie comps to get those last slots.
Yeah.
Wow.
They have someone in the speed category, but that doesn't take up like a boulder lead spot. So.
Wow. Yeah. Tough stuff. I almost forgotten punt there. punting your comp season. Somewhat of the Sean Bailey story a little bit as well. Poor guy, but... All right, some really good punts this year. All right, shall we deliberate here?
All right.
Well, who's reading the title card? Is it I again here?
Go for it.
All right, I'm taking the scissors, and I've unfortunately cut the envelope in two.
Oh no! Now how will you know which order to read the two halves in?
Oh no! And there's so many Sean's in this. Hopefully, I take the last name first. Oh, I grabbed it. Oh, Sean. Oh no! But which? It's that Sean Rabatou, of course, on that Alphane.
On Burden, dude.
On Burden. Sorry, I'm not on Alphane. On Burden. The Burden of Screams there.
The Burden of Memes. The Burden of Memes. Whatever you like.
The Burden with the Rise with Dreams. An excellent setup. And again, sort of a forgotten moment for me. Really memory holed it until you talked about it, because I did make that meme about it where... You know, there was like the tarp and we were laughing about, you know, the gym that is Lapnor gym or Momentum Lapnor. You thought it was really funny there. But yeah, I don't know. Good one. All right. Shall we?
Onward to the next category.
Who do we got left? Spray Lord, Underperformer.
Take your pick.
All right. I'm going to go Spray Lord of the Year here.
Actually, don't we need to retitle this one, though?
Which one?
To Squirt Lord.
Oh, no. God,
it's the stupidest fucking joke. All right. No, we don't have to retitle that one. And the nominees are...
deep cut. No one's going to get that. Yeah.
One Nina Williams story, and this man's brain is fucking ruined. who did I have? I had Stefano. Unfortunately, did I steal your friggin'? I'm sorry, no, dog.
You did not steal mine. Stefano. He's out there.
He does it with a wink and a nod, though.
Yeah,
kind of.
I think that's what I appreciate about Stefano. There's like a, I know I'm doing this, and
yeah. And there's like,
he's kind of taking the piss half the time.
Did we see any like big things come from him? Not the big thing, of course, but
like this year, you mean?
Excalibur was this year.
We haven't
seen the footy. I
haven't seen the footy, but it was early.
Allegedly,
this year.
Yeah.
Allegedly. But he just, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah. He's out there sampling, you know, he was there trying sleeping. I don't watch his videos anymore because they're like 25 minutes long and
yeah.
I don't have time for that, but I look at the thumbnail and say, guess he's doing stuff.
Cool. Yeah, that was mine. I mean, I just kind of a perennial pick for Spray Lord of the Year, but, you know, in good taste, not in the bad taste.
Here's an interesting tidbit. In November, Stefano did Action Direct.
It was on the way back from Flatanger, I believe. Yeah,
that's something you'd spray about for sure.
Smash it out. Yeah,
probably 100 people did it that day from Europe.
Yeah, he got in line.
Not to mention him like tagging on to the Burden of Dreams like media frenzy.
Oh, yeah. Spraying like, a sense
dunking
there.
Dunking out of the spotlight, yeah.
Dipping in.
He looked surprisingly good on that boulder.
For a guy who yet hasn't done 16 or whatever.
Hasn't done 15.
Hasn't done 15.
Yeah.
Looked pretty good.
But
some good sprays.
Yeah. This one's going to go to a... What are they called? The... I can't even
think about which word you're going to use next. Yeah. What are they called?
Words are failing Magnus right now.
It's the broadcast channel for William Bosey. Mm. Will's Whispers.
Will's Whispers. I've been sprayed down by that so much this year.
I cannot believe it. That is what it's called. Yeah. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
That one is like,
no.
That one is literally like, I like log into Instagram. I'm like, oh, good. One of my friends wants to talk to me.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's Will whispering.
And then he'll send you this like update, like selfie video where he talks about his progress of the day.
The amount of interactions that he gets though is
like, yeah, look at that. Look at how many people who are in there just like hearting every single one. He's like, oh, it's wet again. And everyone's like, love ya.
Well, I have to say I love that pick because that's exactly who I had on my list.
Wow, a dual category for Will Bosey.
There's so many.
Yeah, most average looking British man ever built posts multiple selfies in a row.
Don't discredit him like that. He's built exactly like the bassist of a death metal band here. So, That's great. So that's your pick as well, Sasha.
You can feel the squirt from across the Atlantic Ocean, you know. He's misting at us.
The spray just all over you, drenched really when you open up. It's also funny because we're on different time we're on the same time zone. And so it's like immediately you get these, you know, I'll just cut all this. but yeah, no, it's just wild. It's yeah, as I said, it's like in the morning I wake up, I look at my messages. Oh, a little red circle with a one.
Whisper from
no, but it's so worse. It's worse because it doesn't tell you what it is.
Exactly. Yeah, so it gets me every time.
You click the button, and then he's just right fucking there, whispering in your ear.
Yeah.
God damn.
All right. Do we even need to deliberate?
No.
Will Bosey. Congratulations.
William Bosey. Well done.
A standing ovation. Well done.
The crowd are on their feet.
Yeah.
Everyone knew it, but no one was going to say it. All right. What categories? We're getting close to
we're getting
send
there.
Of the
we're
year coming up and on it. Climber of the year here.
Should we go for film of the year?
Ooh. Sure.
I had nothing to contribute here. I had you nothing written like, down, you and just, I couldn't think of anything.
Didn't watch anything this year.
No,
didn't like anything. For me, it's I guess I got two. It was that Wet Lycra. I really liked that one.
That was good. I forgot about that one.
And then, sorry to the haters about the grade, but was that last year though? Shit. No, that was this year, right? The whole mellow. And Swizzy Alfane film or no?
No, that was last year.
Yeah.
It must have been Wet Lycra or that was the one for me, I think.
Unless you want to nominate Simone Lorenzi's footy on Alfane, which clocks in at like 45 minutes.
I did love that one as well.
It's a couple minutes shorter than the mellow one, but it's just Simone on Alfane instead of the mellow one, which is six climbers on multiple boulders. And then also like finishes on Alfane. I'm gonna toss in Supreme Jumbo Love. That was this year.
Wow,
that is excellent footy.
Yeah, that's excellent footy.
Just some Daddy Seb. The send was last year. The film was this year.
That's so very true.
A little loophole.
I like that. I mean, also like the only other real rock one that was like notable was the Bisharat one,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was very good.
Yeah, I thought that one was kind of an amazing one and sort of predicted.
Eerily predicted things.
Yeah, sort of a tastemaker somehow, which you know, you got to give him credit for where credit is due. That one, like that one, I came out of it, I thought maybe, yeah, maybe the most like enthralling one where you don't get, you know, any sort of like the most real community one since maybe the Joes movie, if you guys remember that one. Yeah, so
totally.
Well, kind of this is like a special effects one, special effects category.
Kind of feels like there wasn't a lot of good climbing films this year.
Yeah, I'm trying
to know.
There was nothing that like blew me away.
Yep.
There was some good solid ones, though. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's a lot of footy that's being sat on right now. Maybe next year's our year to...
All the Rabbitude's footy from 2022 is finally going to get jobs.
Yes, seriously. Daniel is just a murderer.
9 years ago, Sean Rabbitude climbed V20. Didn't tell anybody.
All right, shall we deliberate or... No. All right, Sasha, you've received the envelope from the string. It's come down. It's come down slowly, and you grab it out of the air like a little kitty cat.
Comically slow.
Yeah.
All right, I'm opening the envelope. They're doing that thing
like when you have a cat with like this.
Oh, yeah, they're fishing. They're fishing Sasha right now. They're fishing him.
Sasha's batting at it. They keep pulling it away.
I'm just having a grand old time up here. And what's this? There's two slips of paper.
Ooh,
wow. The host could not decide, and it is a split vote between Supreme Jumbo Love and Resistance Climbing, the Bisharat film.
Incredible.
Yeah, Palestine.
One for storytelling and one for the absence of storytelling, in fact, so much so that it was just climbing. Pretty good. So
yeah.
I just started watching, now that I remember, I did watch the Migos Jumbo Love one the other day. Not that it's sort of tangentially related. I just loved his trainer at the time talking about how to belay on it, and just it's just feeding slack for 70 meters essentially, and then just taking in and lowering basically, which I thought was really funny.
Some classic German humor there. And the part where he's like, all it is it's a bit of climbing and then a bit more climbing and then you're at the anchors and that's it.
That's it.
It's just climbing.
All you have to do there. I mean, congratulations to Seb and the Real Rock / Andrew Bisher out there. So, all right. And then I guess we're on the last two categories, hey? Send of the Year and Climber of the Year?
No, not even close.
Not even close.
You absolute buffoon.
Okay, sorry.
The most hotly anticipated category of the year is, of course, Underperformer of the Year.
Oh, wow.
These folks rode into the year with high expectations. They were on everybody's list to achieve great things and utterly disappointed.
Disappointed. There was nothing to be done with it. The amount of disappointment we felt here.
Allow me to load the first rocket into my bazooka and fire it straight at Magnus here.
Please don't do it to me.
Aiden Roberts.
No.
What have you been doing all year, dude?
He's been falling off all his projects.
Put down the podcast.
Yeah.
Leave that job to the pros here.
Yeah.
Look at the Spotify reviews. You are slightly lower in the amount that you have than us. I check every day to see if you've passed us. Truly.
Yeah.
I think he did one V16 maybe this year. So, you know.
I'd have to look. He's also, he likes to keep quiet.
Yeah.
He's probably done some things. Who knows?
Yeah.
My nomination is also just a straight shot to my heart. Just taking all the pain here. I hate to say it, but Seb Buan.
Wow.
Wow.
I think he's had a very disappointing season.
Nothing to show for it.
He's talked about all these multiple 9C projects that he has. Like, you have the new link up, like move into whatever that one is.
Nordic Marathon.
Nordic Marathon Integral, I think he wants to call it.
Well, that's like the ultimate, like, silence into Nordic Marathon.
I think move into Nordic Marathon is what he wants to do first.
Yeah, but
anyways.
You got to save the Integral for, you know, the ultimate.
That's true. Didn't get that one. I did see, put like one 9B/+, just classic classic set with
just his bread and butter out there.
ACL also just
yeah,
three-letter acronym, just yeah, crushing it.
But didn't see a fair number of 9As, but I don't know, I was expecting some 9B pluses, some 9Cs. And
it's the new standard that we expect from you, Papa Seb.
Yeah, he was my underperformer. Mm. And it hurts to say, but I believe in Seb.
I love that we're all like going crazy for Supreme Jumbo Love seconds ago, but
well, the, I guess that was last yeah, yeah, the send was 2022.
It's true
the
yeah,
film, you know, it's
wow, yeah, that's true. And DNA, same thing.
Yeah,
same thing.
It's like you've won the Oscar and the Razzie in the same year.
Yeah.
Wow. Straight up, I'm going to say we used to have a guy, and now he's only spoken about in sort of the way that you speak about a legend, sort of a...
I know where you're going.
It's Adam Ondra coming in so cold. Ooh. For a comp season that... failed to impress me at
very
all.
Interesting. That was not where I thought you were going.
And where was he at the Olympics, where it's his last, you know, we're joking about it last year, it's his infinity gauntlet stone that's just on the last knuckle there, the pinky knuckle is just not getting yeah, filled in, and he didn't want to try this year. So, I don't know. And then all of the comp footy that, you know, with Magnus Midbo and who was it else that was at that set each other comp problems there.
Mr. William Bosey.
That's it. It's Bosey. Yeah. Yeah, just, I don't know. Like, Magnus yeah, doesn't he was compete.
On, he's really sort of like maybe heading into his Magnus years in terms of like
content
more
creation.
Of a content creator. Like, he did the like Wide Boys crack seller thing too. And like, I'm sure he wouldn't agree with that assessment because he's like probably still out there trying lots of hard climbs. Like, he did that like several 9Bs and maybe 9B pluses as well. Like, he did that one in Croatia, something I can't even remember what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was out there doing some stuff, but fair enough. Yeah, it's like you do silence.
It's not what we expect.
We want a new silence every year there, Mr. Ondra.
Yeah, Dura, then silence, and then silence can't be touched. It's like a purity. And then Terra Nova's being tried this year, finally, to your great discontentment, Magnus. But like, it's so like, it's like this ghost that is haunting Europe, and it's Adam Ondra, you know, like.
And like, Seb's even mentioned that he's trying it now. Like, Stefano's trying it. Like, people are trying,
yeah,
but no one's getting it. So,
and then I guess coming in clutch at the end of the year, just need to shell Jakob Schuber with a bazooka shell as well for that disgusting upgrading video and having to make a whole video about upgrading a climb.
Self-flagellating. Yeah.
I cannot.
Please, guys. We need to start upgrading.
I cannot endorse this kind of behavior, and that's a disappointment. What a disappointment.
I'm sure Magos is saying the same thing as he laughs with his... I'm picturing Magos sitting in like a German beer hall with like, there's a big giant picture of Jakob's face on it, and every time he finishes swigging down a huge flagon of beer, he just throws the empty glass right at Jakob's face.
Take that, you upgrader. Yeah,
Austrian swine.
Austrian upgrader. I just, yeah, I don't know. Any who did you think I was going with here?
The way you were talking, I thought you were gonna say, like, this is like underperformer of the last 5 years maybe, but our old friend Nale.
Oh, how can you underperform if you're not even existing?
Yeah, like, this guy, you're an absolute ghost.
I mean,
there's no expectations anymore though, so yeah, it's not even really fair.
He is probably the specter that is haunting Europe right now, honestly. Like, it is just truly hilarious what Burden has done to mainstream climbing. It's just broken our brains collectively. So cool. Back to the deliberation dungeon, judges.
True, you make a noise, bro. I'm looking for the hoes.
Yeah, yeah, shake that ass, ho. Shake that ass,
where they at?
Shake that ass, ho. Shake that ass, ho. Shake that ass, ho. Shake that ass, ho. Shake that ass, ho.
I'm looking for the
hoes. Yeah, shake that ass, ho. 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 Twirl on the dish.
Shake that ass, ho. Yeah, yeah.
My fault that I fuck better than your bitch.
dungeon again here. Who hurt you, Magnus?
I'm
Open that envelope.
I don't want to open it.
It's just slippery. It's a soggy mess. I can't even read
it. It's like
this.
Oatmeal almost.
It's,
like,
it's dripping. It's Aiden Roberts.
Oof.
Yeah.
Careless climbing.
How the mighty have fallen.
You know, you make yourself
watch him. Watch him have done burden. He's just sitting on the footy and just absolutely no dunking chance. On us right now.
You, I think it's the curse of making a home wall hype vid for yourself. It never goes as planned. I've never seen somebody put out a home wall video and then coming and being like, you know, just decimating. You know,
I do love his home wall video. So it's amazing. Some of those crimps just. They don't make sense.
They don't make sense. And yeah. And then what was that 14 that he did by rebuilding the whole landing there? I mean, I think to be fair, we can't say that underperformer. It's where we wanted them to be. It's not them like, you know, S-ing the bet or anything. No,
he talks about punting off like multiple V17s this year. So that's like, maybe we should have even nominated him for punter of the year, but
truly
forgot. I mean, it's kind of one and the same at the end of the day, but only one man can walk away with the hardware.
Yep,
congratulations, Aiden.
Next year, don't want you on this list, buddy.
All right, last category before the major awards here, we've got the Dark Horse Award.
Dark Horse Award of the Year. Come to me last because I didn't write anything down.
I've got a few good ones.
I want to hear yours first.
Okay. First up, this is a name that will be somewhat familiar, but let me first maybe I will reference this by the number of Instagram followers that the people have. So that can be a benchmark for all the names that we suggest. Mm. This person has 1600 Instagram followers, but has climbed many hard boulders, including several V16s, and has gotten a fair amount of airtime in recent mellow videos. It's, or maybe not mellow, but at least a mellow light there, anti-grav, Andy Lamb.
Ooh. Wow. Good dark horse.
He is a great dark horse.
Yeah, he's done, I think...
He's done Creature.
Creature, The Nest, and Kintsugi.
Did The Meg.
Direct possibly Northern the first Bishop, ascent. The Swarm, The Meg.
Probably the first
confirmed
ascent.
Confirmed V16.
Yeah. Confirmed V13 or 14.
Yeah.
Oh, Canada. Yikes.
Yeah, so there's my first submission.
Good one. That's a good one. All right,
so I'm going to put a question to you guys. What is a dark horse? Is a dark horse
does he send hard?
yeah they have to, like, to me they're probably gonna be sending hard.
Okay,
they're also gonna be not on the face of the earth.
What the shit is going on?
Is it Nolly?
I want to nominate Nolly Patel.
A true dark horse.
He is completely vanished.
He has vanished
into the darkness.
Yeah,
he does exist. If you know the right accounts to follow, they're posting some photos. They're like, hey, look at
footage.
Like, here's Nolly climbing. Like, he was spotted in Spain, like at Albacerin last year. He's like, he's around. He's still climbing. I would not be surprised if he's climbed multiple V15s since I just looked this up. His last post was 2021 February. It's been almost 3 years since we've seen a Nolly post. What's that guy been up to, you know? Just a little dark horse running around.
It's wild to think that he's like
he's out there seizing the means of production, you know. Yeah.
I don't really understand
fully what he's doing.
Like what you guys like actually think the whole story is, right? Like, he just got sick of it and he's like, I'm fine. Like, I don't have to do this.
He went on to a huge anti-capitalism rant on Instagram.
Yeah, but that was probably just
I think he kind of just got sick of it, and like he had done burden, like
sick of it, and
the like culmination of so many years, and it's like, where do you go from there? Sort of like
I think he still loves climbing. He just you know, got out of the game, as they say.
All right, I've got a good follow-up nomination. It's quiz time. We'll start with the name.
The name.
Because I actually don't believe you will remember this name. Fumiya Nakamura.
It, I mean, doesn't ring an immediate bell. Go ahead.
Let me bring you on a little journey. In March of this year, he was posting send footage of no less than the famous boulder problem, Titanic, in Squamish.
Okay.
Notable V3 for those uninitiated.
Okay.
Various other, you know, 5'10s, 5'11s, 5'12s. Until November 6th of this year, when he had a very notable send. His Instagram name is CTO Climber, and he has 884 followers, but he sent the century crack in November.
Oh, yes, I do remember seeing this. Wow.
It's typical Japanese office man. I was reading a bit about his story because it's so wild. He just like discovered climbing like 4 years ago in like, I don't know, presumably flipped open some like Japanese climbing mag, saw someone doing an off width and decided that was the thing, and just like sort of did the wide boys thing, but completely under the radar. Just like was like, I will be the off width man.
Is this like more of a, I don't know, is this more like of a, like a diss track to Tom Paul Randall and Pete Whitaker and their whole like shebang there? Or is this
not really? I think it's just cool that he just like did it by himself and it, like, came out of absolutely nowhere even this year, and like did like a little Vitavu trip in August and did like Forever War, which is like I think one of the like top three hard VU climbs, you know. It's like just like yeah, let me post my V3 sends, and then also like next month I'm gonna be graduating to like 513 off width.
It's funny because I know that this might not be the case, but I know that Pamela Pack had like compression syndrome or something in her like arms, and so really is not a great crimper apparently, but did want to climb really, really hard, and so saw off withing as a way to just like, you know, use your entire body to do something really difficult, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting that, you know, we were having that discussion the other day about, you know, well, because there are so many like X of the grade, you can just choose a style and then just like go for that one. Basically, this is really kind of a show of that, right? Like you can climb 514 without grip strength as long as you want to shove your shit into a crack for 100 meters or whatever. So yeah, that's a really good one. Yeah, hilarious. Where was the article on climbing?
I can't even remember. There was a few different like posts and things and like just like various snippets of things. I don't even think he did any interviews or anything.
Interesting. Well, that's good enough, I think. I don't know. I'll toss in another perennial dark horse. And it's got to be that Charlie. I'm just going to throw Charlie in there again.
I feel like being in Real Rock automatically disqualifies you for being a dark horse.
He's not a dark horse.
I forgot about him until just this month again, and he somehow tricks me every time, but I still have to give my heart to him. And, you know, I guess maybe he's disqualified from the official Academy Award here, but, all right, shall we go into the dungeon there? All right, we're back, and,
where's the envelope?
It's right here behind you. Here, just let me grab it.
No, I can't find it. The envelope. Right, are you sure?
I was sure you had it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not in my pockets.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Just kidding, you guys. Okay. We found it, and I'm opening it, and it's just a blank piece of paper. Who put this in here? You thought we were going to name a dark horse? You psychos. All right, next category.
By naming a dark horse, you kill it. It's like, you know, like pinching a butterfly's wings or something. You kill it by doing so. So,
and we
why would you do that?
And we obviously didn't tell you the ones we know, so okay.
Yeah, the real dark horses. only we know about.
Yeah. I sent a dark horse to the chat today, and I literally got who TF is that? And he had done a V16, so cool. All right, last two categories here to round out the hour.
Let's go.
Oh wow,
round out the 2 hours. what is it? Is it scent of the year or climber of the year?
I think we could probably just merge these because, well, unless you have really strong opinions on the differences.
I actually only have scent of the year marked down. I don't really have a climber of the year
yet. To me, scent of the year basically is synonymous with climber of the year.
I have a different one. I don't think he gets climber of the year this year, but interesting. Let's do scent of the year. Let's maybe.
All right.
I'm going to put in that Sleepy Lion. I saw the footy and it's
so tasty.
It's so delicious. I can't give it to Sharma. He's already got that MVP. He's in the Hall of Fame. Like why even nominate him?
Yeah,
he could
be sailing off into the sunset, but instead he's giving us a little kiss on his way past once more.
And the footy just came out. It looks so goddamn tasty. It looks really
so
good.
Soft.
Okay, wait. While we pause on this, was it you that put, because he mentions his bouldering grade breakdown on this route in the like working footage?
I think it was me who broke it down.
Well, so, of course.
Of course, Magnus put it into Darth Grader. And if you believe Sharma's boulder math, which I know you don't, doesn't it come out to like...
It came out to like hard 15D.
Yeah, like massively harder than he gave it.
Well, the guy who famously graded Witness the Fitness Catalan version V15.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about
that's the
current
one thing.
Sharma boulder grades.
Just remember Rampage.
Scent of the Year, by the way, is not necessarily the best graded problem. Nope. Not the best... I'm just making the case here for my pick. Yep. It's not the best grade. It's not the best, you know, the hardest climb or the best climber, the longest climb or the best footy necessarily right off the bat, but it does help your case if you produce really good footy. I just can't, there's nothing that just gets me without like a Sharma send, you know, you read it and you a smile on your face, you know,
it's so true.
You can't tell me nothing. Even the Black Pearl gave me a little, like
a little chub.
You're on your mate Yorka shit again.
Went from 6 to 9:30 at least.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. So, I don't know. Anytime I see him and it's not the HBO classic The Climb, I'm a little happier and I just can, you know, you just revel and like, you know, this guy, he could just not do this, you know, he could just hang out with his family, but he truly is in it for climbing kind of thing, you know, so gotta give it to him. Magnus or Sasha, you got a scent of the year there?
I am going to begrudgingly give mine, mainly because I griped about all the non-send posts about this in previous years to Project Big.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Take out of nowhere. You guys, I'm sure you weren't ready for this one.
An Xbox 360 turn on this one. That is unbelievable. What?
It's I think it's still a very impressive send. You know, and all the big letdowns of previous years, I kept making that joke, you know, Project Big letdown. I think the letdown now is just the name. And that's kind of it.
It'll get renamed one day to something cooler, Biggie or something like that. Wow, I would have bet any money against that. Well, that's cool. Sasha, any...
Yeah, so I've got... I'm going to tip my hat a bit here in that I'm already going to vote for Sharma, obviously. But there's a couple of climbs that I wanted to shout out anyways. One of which is actually another shout out for Katie Lamb and Brooke Rabatou. Yes. I liked seeing hard bouldering sends from the ladies, and I really want to see more. I'm really excited for Terra Nova to get climbed this year.
By a lady.
By a lady.
By a lady.
Any lady, really. Another climb or pair of climbs that I wanted to shout out was that I thought was kind of cool. Because I always wondered why there was this weird gap that, like, we hadn't heard a lot of, like, new hard climbs in Australia. But this year, there was two new 515s,
yep,
which were sent within, like, a week of each other.
Yep. Oh, damn, yeah.
One was Hardcase by Ryan Sklenica. Very cool. And then the other one was Tom O'Halloran. With an excellent route name called Hump of Trouble.
Hump of Trouble. The most Australian ass name in the world.
Great name. I remember watching the video for that one. It was really cool. I liked it a lot. So yeah, shout out to that climb. And then a last shout out. This one I feel like just came out of nowhere. Wind Up Bird. John Cardwell.
Oh yeah.
John Cardwell. 15B.
John Cardwell's back on the scene.
He's back, and, baby.
It's great.
Is it? Yeah. Is it at Fortress of Solitude?
It's at Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I like the, like, it's like, it's one thing to, like, schlep your ass out to the Fortress of Solitude because you want to be cool like Tommy Caldwell and, like, repeat his line and, like, you get hard man points. It's a whole other thing to just, like, stare up at a blank choss pile and be like, I'm going to quest up that way. And, like,
or just, like, do the thing where it's like, why hasn't anybody bolted this plumb line, you know?
It's cool to see, and it sounds like the line even has an extension that is yet to be done. Calling all choss wranglers out there for the Fortress of Solitude, you can even pluck a juicy Flex Luther send while you're at it and give it whatever grade suits your fancy.
You want to absolutely shatter American ego, you can give it 14C and
just
jet
continue
off
the down.
This one actually, it caught me completely off guard because it, at least, like, following John, like, I knew he was projecting up at the Fortress of Solitude, and I just always thought that he was working Flex. I didn't even consider that he had a project of his own that was up there. So then finally the post was like, I sent, and I was like, oh, sweet, John did Flex. And I looked at it, I was like, oh no, John's done something new and came out this new 15B. And I think it's sweet.
It does pull on your heartstrings to have, what's his name there? Your best friend there. Not Miyazaki. I'm confusing all my authors and
Haruki Murakami.
Murakami.
Yeah, shout out in the title. Excellent book.
Excellent book there.
It's too confusing for Chris to read, but he really likes the pictures on the cover.
No, I will get to it. It is just a brick. I read his much shorter one the other day and then had a fun time convincing everybody that I was out of my mind about it, but as is such. Cool. Well,
but
do we need to debate?
Do we need to deliberate?
No.
Congratulations, Chris. Get up here, Chris Sharma.
He's shaking our hands.
He's passing the doobie around.
Is this his lifetime achievement award?
The gentle sounds of the didgeridoo.
Setting them off into the distance.
The problem is you don't know if it won't happen again.
True.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's just so
maybe a little fire.
It's his little
him.
Swan song. Yeah. Beautiful.
There's still the LeBlanc project.
There's still the LeBlanc project. Yeah. I don't know. It's so stupid. It's so stupid how this guy can make me care about rock climbing. You know.
Yeah.
It's like, honestly, if Sharma hadn't been around, maybe there wouldn't have been that sort of like enjoyment and quick ramp up, you know. He did put Evolve on the map, you know, which is nuts, you know.
He got me psyched on climbing.
Anyway,
have you watched the Stefano footage of him trying to
save the lion? I have to now.
Yeah.
It's probably really good.
Yeah.
It's probably really soft, whatever.
They might have broken some beta, who knows.
Stefano, no.
Excuse me. You know that, like, honestly, the thing about it is that on one hand, like, would I downgrade a Sharma rig if I was in that position? Maybe. It is sort of like a...
To me, it's like you can't just have, like, a soft climb that's sitting around and everyone...
Yeah.
Because, like, if there's, like, this 9B plus that's actually, like, 9A plus...
Yeah.
You just can't have that.
Yeah.
Like, the climber world can't have that. They can't all be like, well, yeah.
Aravea. You did.
I love that you're on the hate train now. But yeah, it is true. Like, I think you'd have to be really respectful about it. You'd have to be like, look, my beta just works way better for me.
And you know, honestly, the beta changes aren't massive.
And you know,
it's like minor little things. So who even knows?
And there's plenty of, I'm sure there's plenty of Chris rigs that have gone up and down. You know, I haven't really thought of them too much, but I'm sure that.
I mean, he rarely even gives a grade anyways. So people are just.
Yeah. Didn't you give like Buttermilker 15 at one point and everybody laughed at, oh no, it was Mandela. I guess he gave 15.
Like,
oh,
maybe like V16.
And then people laughed him off of that to the tune of V12 or something or V13. So. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he's just taking the piss half the time.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think he really cares about it. Anyway, very cool. And then
I suspect that one will get a repeat soon. So it seems like Jorge's psyched on it.
Yeah.
So
very accessible.
Yeah. It's these like plumb lines.
His cycle, he does Syriana, then he trains at the gym, then he goes to Margalef. And then he rests. And then he goes to Syriana. Then he trains at a gym. Then he goes to Margalef. And he rests.
What a
and
life.
He's just like rotating.
What a life. This guy. Yeah.
The Spanish really do have it figured out. We can see why Daddy Chris moved there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing can get done in Spain when you have a circuit like that. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Well.
And the big award of the night here. Climber of the year.
Are we doing this?
Let's hear those nominations. Yeah, boy.
I thought we were combining these. I don't know. Climber of the year.
Well, my climb of the year, I have to give it to him. Mr. William Bosey.
Unbelievable. Wow. Because I was just thinking that the climber of the year, it's Mr. William Bosey.
I just don't know how it's not Bosey.
It's unbelievable.
Stop it. That's my trademark. I'll have my lawyers contact you.
We finally get the burden repeat.
Who has done more? Who has done more? No one. Like, yeah. I don't know. No one. And he's about to put down, he'll put down Excalibur in 2 days and then we'll be right about that too. So
yeah, we'll get a little whisper from him.
Oh no.
He's tearing it up. Is there anyone, Sasha, that could,
No, I guess not. I can't believe Bosey's leaving with multiple hardware here. This is crazy.
I guess we have to give a
Spray Lords.
All right, congratulations, Bosey. Yeah.
Maybe we can just give him the Dark Horse trophy too while we're at it. I don't know. Why not, you know?
Well, here's a fun comeback. Let's do a ladies category as well. Women scent, climber of the year there. Maybe not the scent of the year, but just who's our lady of the year here?
Katie Lamb.
Yeah, I got to give it to her as well. I can't really see anybody else there.
It's an easy choice for me for those two.
Or Yanya, honestly, but that's like kind of a...
With the broken toe, not competing at everything, I don't...
Like, you've seen better.
She's not Yanya's strongest year, which is like...
She was still clearly the best comp climber, but you know...
a huge margin.
Yeah.
A high bar, she just said.
Didn't sweep a boulder year, you know, didn't sweep leads.
Didn't do any outdoor climbing.
She did new baseline.
Oh, right, duh.
Just imagine, a little side
rod. Can you imagine when, like, women climbing new baseline is not even like, it's just like women have just taken a lap on that one this year. Like, Kirsch was on it, also another strong footing. But I think it's Katie for me as well. Mm. What about you, Sasha?
I think I'm trying to think if there was anything else that jumps out at me, but no, I'm happy to give it to Katie and Will.
Will Wosey. Well, what do you think? I guess we'll tune out and then we'll do the predictions and maybe toss the predictions onto the Patreon there, just because there's like already 2 hours, I think.
Oh. All right.
We got to do predictions, right?
Yeah, we got to do it. Let's wrap it there.
Watch me tip. Top secret predictions. Yo, watch me tiptoe on my way to the top, top. Mozart posed by my Lamborghini drop, drop. Seven cell phones, can't remember my last name. My last motherfucker bill, my whole life is auto pay. I can ride great in the thunderstorm bend. Hashitashi TVs, I can hang on the rim, rim. Shoulda been a hooper, shot more jump shots than Cupid. Swift. Should I monster truck or should I candy coop it? Coop. Butterscotch skin while she tells me I'm famous. Would answer your call, but I don't owe you no favors. 31 flavors, like Baskin Robbins. My new haircut and my bangs, I judo chopped them. Yeah, Jody Three Moons with the black light poster.